This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Dresden Dolls is a band on the verge of making it, unless, of course, it doesn't. Like many indie bands around the country, the Dresden Dolls is touring nearly full-time, playing to growing crowds and opening for some big-name bands. But even at that level, it's tough for a band to make enough money to survive. Just renting a tour bus costs $1,000 a day by the time you pay for gas and a driver. So bands have to scramble, they have to be entrepreneurial, they have to make money in some unexpected ways. Over the coming months, we'll look at how people in various occupations make ends meet. Today, NPR's Chris Arnold reports on life in a traveling band.
Amanda Palmer is a full-time musician. She doesn't wait tables or work a day job. She's the lead singer for the Dresden Dolls. It's a band out of Boston that definitely has its own sound. Palmer plays keyboards. Brian Viglione, her partner, plays guitar and drums, and that's it. A lot of songs just have piano and drums, which might not sound like enough instruments, but it is.
He told me he was a frustrated drummer playing bass in somebody else's band and would love to play with me. And a few days later, we jammed together in a practice space and we just knew. I've had few moments in my life that were as clear as that moment when we first played together. And we both looked at each other and we said, this is it. We're going to start a band and we're going to take over the world.
One thing that helps the band is that Amanda Palmer's voice clearly falls into the gifted category, whether she's being quiet and melodic or nearly screaming. This song is called Backstabber. The band got started 6 years ago, and like a lot of other musicians, Palmer's been finding out that before you can take over the world, you have to learn how to survive. You can't be playing for beer money. You need to get a lot of people to come to shows and buy tickets.
A band like us can play to 2,000 people in Boston, 2,000 people in LA, in Sydney, Australia, and in London and Berlin, and we've never been written about in Rolling Stone magazine or in Spin magazine. And yet, when we go to those cities, thousands of people show up. How did we do it?
The internet helped. Also, early on, they started wearing burlesque costumes and white face paints and inviting artists to hang their work on the walls at their shows. That created some buzz. They reached out to anybody they knew of any age or walk of life to come hear them play. And as the crowds grew, they managed to get signed by a pretty good-sized label, which sounds good. But the reality is that doesn't pay them very much.
We make almost no money off of the recordings themselves.
Like many bands, the Dresden Dolls get a royalty that works out to around $1 a CD. But before a band gets to see any of that, it has to sell enough CDs to cover all the label's costs, which can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Most bands never sell enough CDs to dig out of that hole. So even as you get bigger, you have to tour constantly to make all you can on ticket sales. Sitting at his drum set before a show, Brian Viglione says this past year, the Dresden Dolls went on tour in February and didn't get back till November.
I couldn't even tell you exactly how many cities we did, but went to Europe 3 or 4 times, hit Japan, Australia, New Zealand twice.
Thank you everyone so much. We are the Dresden Dolls.
Palmer and Viglione might be the budding rock stars, but they're still pretty broke. They have to pay their road crew 3 to 4 times what they pay themselves.
As a band, we're paying ourselves still this very modest salary. And
can I ask how much that is?
Yeah, we pay ourselves $1,500 a month.
And you opened for Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I was going to say, when we opened up for Nine Inch Nails, I mean, in order to go on that tour, we had to lose money.
That's because the headliner band takes about half the gross ticket sales at a big sold-out show. The venue and the promoter take almost all the rest. Deals vary a lot, but the opening band that wants the exposure might get a few hundred or $1,000 a night. The Dresden Dolls' expenses are twice that, just to pay their sound techs, manager, and other support crew, and rent the bus. So to make some extra money when they're on tour as an opening band, the Dresden Dolls play extra shows on off nights.
Hi.
Can I buy your newest CD, please?
Yes, you can.
It's 15.
Recently, the Dresden Dolls have been doing a series of shows at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. In the theater lobby, Amanda Palmer has set up a table where she's got shirts, CDs, posters, and all kinds of other stuff.
And a pair of underwear.
The new album and a pair of underwear.
Excellent.
At bigger shows, the Dresden Dolls can take in more than $1,000 a night selling merchandise. Of course, venues try to take as big a cut of that as they can. That leads to regular screaming matches between bands and venue managers.
The reason that the shirts are sold for $25 and $35 is that the venue takes a giant, whopping percentage. Sometimes they'll try to take a larger percentage than what's in the contract, and you've got to whip out the contract and get into these arguments.
But every once in a while, some easy money can come in out of nowhere.
Coin operated boy sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy.
That's the song Coin Operated Boy. Somehow a jam and jelly company in Austria decided it wanted that for a TV ad. The song's got nothing to do with spreadable fruit, but the band has gotten about $40,000 over 2 years for licensing the song, a windfall Brian Viglione says was fantastic. Right now, the Dresden Dolls are taking a short break from touring. Amanda Palmer says she's just been on the road so much in recent years that she hasn't had any time to do what she set out to do, write songs.
I haven't been writing. I've been promoting and emailing and phone calling. I haven't felt like an artist. I've felt like a businessman. I sort of made that choice. I made that deliberate choice, looking at my computer, looking at the piano and saying, I'm going to email. Whereas the piano just looks like this amorphous, terrifying blob after a while.
Sing for the bartender, sing for the janitor, sing.
The current break from touring should give Palmer some time to reconnect with her piano and her songwriting, but come summer, she and Viglione will be back on the road. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
Sing for the children, shooting.
There's music from the Dresden Dolls, including a studio session recorded live at NPR.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.